Today is the day some Olympic athletes and organizers thought might never get here, the official start of the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The games were delayed by a year because of the coronavirus pandemic, and now a year later, COVID numbers are increasing across Japan and in the Olympic Village. This is the backdrop to an Olympic opening ceremony that is normally a flashy and celebratory affair. NPR's Manalita Del Barco joins us from Tokyo. Now, historically, and you know this, this event is filled with pomp and circumstance, a chance for the country that's hosting it to really show off in front of a packed stadium, and the athletes get cheered as they marched in, and then hundreds of millions of people are watching on TV. Manalit, what's it like this time around?
Well, it was celebratory, but you know, the stands of the Olympic Stadium, which seats 68,000 people, were virtually empty, with fewer than 1,000 people watching in person. You know, the ceremony started off with a lone athlete, rather symbolic of this somewhat lonely Olympics. There were other athletes exercising alone or socially distanced, and with no huge crowds applauding, you could hear every breath and every tap of the tap dancers. There were acrobats, a kabuki performer, fireworks, and a moment of silence for those who've died of COVID-19. The teams of athletes then marched in wearing stylish face masks, introduced with manga-style placards and accompanied by video game music. Some of the athletes sported bright pink or blue hair like anime characters, and there were not just one but two oiled-up, bare-chested flag bearers from Tonga and Vanuatu. You know, for the U.S. basketball player Sue Bird and speed skaters turned baseball player Eddie Alvarez led that team, with First Lady Jill Biden cheering them on from the stands. But, you know, some of the world leaders chose to stay away from the ceremony, and many other athletes who would typically be here did not march. Some of them may be competing later in the Olympics, and they're not here yet, and others didn't want to risk being around other people. Yeah. And, you know, the Parade of Nations was followed by high-tech drones in formation like the Earth, high above the stadium, with a chorus of children and Angelique Kidjo, John Legend, Keith Urban, and others singing the John Lennon song, Imagine.
Tell us a little bit about the backstory of this ceremony.
Well, things behind the scenes were pretty dramatic this week. Just yesterday, the creative director of the opening ceremony, Kentaro Kobayashi, was fired. The Japanese comedian and manga star apologized for a skit he did in the 1990s, during which he held up paper dolls and joked, "Let's play Holocaust." Kobayashi had replaced another man who was fired in March for making offensive comments about a plus-size actress. So that's two creative directors who were gone. And then earlier this week, musician Keigo Oyamada, who's known as Cornelius, well, he was fired after it was revealed that he had boasted of humiliating and abusing his disabled classmates.
Wow. And not to mention, these games are happening as coronavirus cases continue to increase in Japan and elsewhere.
That's right. The global pandemic is still raging, and it's still a state of emergency here in Japan. So far, at least 11 athletes here at the Olympics have tested positive for the coronavirus, and some won't be able to compete. And despite all the COVID protocols and assurances that the games are safe, the Japanese public is still very much against these games. In fact, this is what you could hear on the streets of Tokyo. Now, those are protests chanting and holding up signs that say cancel the Tokyo Olympics and use that money for COVID-19. You could hear those chants from inside the Olympic Stadium, especially during the moment of silence. You know, the motto of these games is united by emotion, and I've heard a few nicknames like the Cursed Olympics or Quarantine Olympics or even the Anger Games. But still, the parade of athletes at the opening ceremony did look proud. This has really been a very different start to an Olympics like no other.
That's NPR's Manalit Del Barco in Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.